Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, despite what we've seen the last couple of days, the week breaks beautifully.
It does.
It breaks beautifully, which means it's a big day on Saturday. So I want to go to, first of all, people are going to ask about the parking part first. So let's start with that, Chris, because I think that's going to be really important, because you actually can get the parking part done ahead of time if you want.
Correct, yeah. So parking for this game on Saturday is $20 a car, a vehicle. We also have the opportunity, like you said, for people to purchase parking in advance and have it available on their mobile phones. And that's something very unique to this game alone, because, as you know, during the regular season, we have specific traffic patterns that people need to follow. And it's important to have that hang tag off of your rearview mirror in the regular season. But for this event, because people can come into the stadium from any direction, we do have mobile parking passes available, and you can go to gopsusports.com/bluewhite and purchase a parking pass there. They'll also accept cash or credit card on site too, but you know, to keep things flowing, we're suggesting that people purchase them in advance and just be ready to go.
All right. So now that part's important. And again, there's no traffic pattern that day. Cash or card, or go to gopsusports.com if you want to do it in advance. Now, the Boardwalk Fan Fest. This is always a blast. And you know, remember, we're doing all this stuff for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah, it's we're super pumped about it. One of the most fun parts of our job is we get to pretty much plan a carnival. And and we plan the carnival around the football game. And so starting at 9 a.m. until kickoff at 2, right on Curtin Road, right in front of the stadium, we'll have the Blue-White Boardwalk. And that's we're bringing carnival games in. There will be a Ferris wheel, a giant slide. If you'd like to go down it at some point too, Steve, we'll make it available for you.
That's how you see Jack Hammond, Steve Jones going down the slide. Hey, yeah.
I think you got something there. I think that would be great. We'll have carnival games, carnival food, and then you know some activities for families: balloon twister, face painter, a photo booth. We'll have live music starting at noon, and then, of course, the team arrives right at 11:30, dropped off in the same spot right by Medler Field like they are in the regular season, and they'll march right down the boardwalk right in the middle of all the action so fans can get up close and personal and greet the team as they get to the stadium.
For people who want to go into the stadium, how early can they do that, Chris?
They can do it at 12:30 is when gates open. And of course the game itself is free. So this is an awesome opportunity for some people who might not have a chance to normally come to a game in season to bring out family members and friends and really enjoy themselves.
And the Boardwalk Fan Fest is free too.
The Boardwalk Fan Fest is free. The rides on the slide is free. The all of the rides will be free. There is a charge, a small charge for the games, and the food obviously, but yeah, getting into the boardwalk is completely free.
All right, apparel and equipment sale. No, he's really into that part of it. I mean, you can tell by the cut of his clothes, he needs as much apparel as he can get.
Yeah, so we have our it's actually one of our fan favorite events, and we do it in Pagula Ice Arena starting at 8, actually. So if people want to get there extra early to get in line, but
I'd like to point out with the game at 2, this goes from 8 to 1.
Correct. Yeah. So. Yeah. Or while supplies last.
Right.
And so if you've made your way over there in past years, it gets pretty crowded and things go quickly. So I would suggest getting there early. But this is a chance to purchase the surplus of equipment and apparel that we have through the athletic department. So Nike apparel, football helmets, jerseys, hockey sticks, cleats, shoes, everything like that. They'll have a really good selection of things. And there's no cost to get into that either.
So. And by the way, you can pay for the apparel and the equipment, cash, check, or credit card.
Yep,
so you
everything.
Can do, yeah, you can take care of all
no
that.
No Bitcoin, but everything else we will accept there.
He uses Dogecoin.
Okay. Yeah, we don't accept that either, unfortunately.
Yeah. You've noticed that it's not accepted in many areas. That's a bothersome part. I mean, you got to, you know, we're trying with you. Okay. So what about a public skate?
Yeah, so that's something that we're excited about too this year. I mean, you really can kind of pick your pleasure when you come to this event on Saturday, and starting at 11:30, there'll be opportunity for people to go to Pagula Ice Arena and skate around on the ice in that amazing facility. And so we're selling tickets in advance to that as well, and that's available on the website. But that goes from 11:30 to 1. So if you're a parent looking to really tire your children out, I would suggest getting them up bright and early, bringing them to skating, and then having them entertained at the boardwalk, and then go into the game.
By the way, if you want to go to the equipment and apparel sale, go through Gate A, by the way.
Correct. Yep.
If you want to go skate, go to Gate C at Pagula.
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
Next up, select a seat booth. I'm happy to say I have mine all selected and ready to go. I'm good, but some of you may be saying, how about my seat?
Yeah, for sure. So this is our chance for some people who are coming to the game who might not be our football season ticket holders, our 107K family,
yep,
to check out some available seats in Beaver Stadium and find the seats that might be the right fit for them and their family and friends. And right inside of Gate B, we'll have our ticket sales representatives, and they'll take you up to seats that are open and show you the view and talk to you about options. So that is something that'll be going on outside at the boardwalk, mm-hmm, before the game, and then once the game starts, right inside of Gate B.
The parking lots, by the way, at Beaver Stadium will open at 9 o'clock on Saturday. People always, that's one of the questions they'll ask right away. When do the lots open? They open at 9. Team arrives at 11:30. Now, again, they're doing this like it is an actual game. I mean, believe me, it's how this week builds up for them. That's why they're going to arrive at 11:30, because that's about the time that they would arrive for a game day, with the game starting at 2 o'clock. And all of this, by the way, the Blue-White game is presented by Highmark.
Correct. Yes, good job. Yep, appreciate that.
It's what I do, Chris.
Yep.
I mean, you don't think that's not going to be mentioned on the broadcast a few times on Saturday? I mean, I'm just practicing now. So, any other things you want to add about the game? I mean, first of all, it's going to be 69, by the way, by the time we get to 2 o'clock on Saturday, based on the latest forecast and new precipitation.
Yeah, we're just excited that the weather clears. Obviously, that's the biggest encouragement or deterrent for us, but I just, like you said on the top, it's the first time in 3 years where we've welcomed our fans back for this specific event, and so we're really excited to get all of our Penn State family back into Beaver Stadium and just enjoy some Penn State football and not have to worry about the wins and the losses, and just sit back, relax, and put on your headphones and listen to Steve and Jack and just enjoy being in Beaver Stadium.
Just the level of excitement just within the athletic department, because this hasn't happened in 3 years. So
yeah.
What was it like for all of you to get out there and be active in something that's exciting like this?
Yeah, we really miss this event, and we had this whole thing planned and ready to go in 2020.
Yeah.
And we had to call it off about a couple weeks early, and then we ended up doing our virtual tailgate promotion, but that was nothing like just having everybody back here, and it just means so much to the community and to the student athletes to be out there and competing and practicing in front of the most passionate fan base in the country. And so we are pumped for it, for sure.
I can't say enough about getting fans back into facilities, because this is something to be honest, Chris and I are two people that never took it for granted to begin with. Mm-hmm. So this is not like, oh yeah, yeah, no, you never take it for granted. Then, of course, nobody's there for a period of time. Last year, getting them back was awesome. Now, mm-hmm, this is you feel like this is the final step, mm-hmm, because this is actually the one step. Last year was limited. Mm-hmm. You feel like this is actually the last step, and come on, everybody, come back.
Yeah, yeah. We've got our full runway leading into the fall, so we can do all of our normal planning. And we're just excited to get back into it and move forward and do what we love to do. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
So here's how it runs down. Blue-White Apparel and Equipment Sale will be at Pagula. Enter at Gate A, by the way. That's from 8 a.m. to 1. Cash, check, credit cards, as you make your purchases. That's Gate A at Pagula. Beaver Stadium lots will open at 9. The Blue-White Boardwalk Fan Fest all along Curtin Road. That'll go from 9 a.m. to 2. Entrance to that is free, and there will be food and entertainment and a lot of fun that goes with this. A couple of rides will be free. Other things, obviously, you'll have to buy, but you expect that anyway. Next up is the football team arrival. Normal spot, Curtin Road, right there at the corner at Porter. That's at 11:30. The public skate at Pagoula goes from 11:30 to 1. Now, I mentioned that the equipment sale and apparel, you enter at gate A, but for the public skate, you enter at gate C, and that is from 11:30 to 1. That's a $9 charge, by the way, on that. Beaver Stadium gates open at 12:30. Select a seat. Ah, yes, go to gate B for select a seat. Very important. This is a way for you to get yourself totally ingrained as part of the 107K family. And then you can do that at 1:30, and then the Blue White game presented by Highmark gets rolling at 2. I think we covered everything.
We did, yes. Thank you very much.
And I'll stop by the apparel sale and pick up some stuff for Zach because that coat doesn't cut it.
No.
Hey, I'm sorry. But what were you thinking today when you just wanted to be warm? I'm warm. Are you warm?
I'm great.
Yeah. It's a nice lion on yours.
Yep. Nice. Nike lion. Yeah. Pull over. Mm-hmm. Quarter zip. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we're right. We're all good. Yeah. I didn't know you played for the L.L. Bean team. All right. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Hey, by the way.